This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The transition office of President-elect Barack Obama and his incoming administration are both chock-full of Clinton administration veterans. From Hillary Clinton at the State Department to Bill Richardson at Commerce, Eric Holder at Justice, Rahm Emanuel and Larry Summers at the White House, even Betty Curry, President Clinton's personal secretary, is back. She's answering the phone for the Obama transition chief, John Podesta, himself a former chief of staff for President Clinton. But as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, the Democrats, getting ready to take their turn in power, are putting in place an Obama administration that is actually shaping up as the un-Clinton administration.
Mr. Obama has been accused of assembling a government filled with retreads. But if so, they're retreads who've learned a lot of valuable lessons. Elaine Kmark, a Clinton White House alumna who now teaches at Harvard, says Exhibit A is the Obama transition itself.
Obviously, this is very un-Clinton-like because Clinton was famous for having one of the more chaotic transitions of modern times. So clearly, both Obama and all the previous Clinton people associated have learned, and it bodes well for the administration.
And that's just how the calm and cautious president-elect wants it. His personality has set the tone for the incoming administration, just as Bill Clinton, brilliant but undisciplined, set the tone for his. Then there's the economic and political environment, very different from 1992, when Clinton came into office. Back then, a recession was receding, and the big imperative was to reduce the deficit. Now, says Robert Reich, a former Clinton cabinet official and current member of Obama's Transition Economic Advisory Board, the Democrats' agenda is riding a wave of the worst economic news since the Great Depression.
Nobody obviously wished for this kind of economic crisis. But it is true that when the country is in an economic crisis, they turn to Democrats, whether that Democrat be Franklin D. Roosevelt or the president-elect Barack Obama. And the country understands that something quite substantial has to be done by government, because government is the spender of last resort.
While the deficit has ballooned again this year, it's a far lower priority now and far less of an impediment to the Democratic wish list of policy changes pent up for decades. Here's the incoming White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, at a Wall Street Journal conference last month.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. What used to be long-term problems, be they in the healthcare area, energy area, education area, things that were long-term are now immediate and must be dealt with.
The Obama economic team is putting together a stimulus package worth as much as $1 trillion, and it will include middle-class tax cuts, plus down payments on energy independence through investments in green technology. It will also make a beginning at overhauling healthcare by computerizing medical records. None of that would be possible without the political mandate the recession has given the new administration. Here's how the president-elect put it on NBC's Meet the Press.
Well, fortunately, as tough as times are right now, and things are going to get worse before they get better, there is a convergence between circumstances and agenda.
Mr. Obama is also benefiting from a reservoir of talent and experience, something Clinton never had in 1992, but was able to leave behind for a successor. Anita Dunn was the chief communications officer for the Obama campaign.
Let's not forget that when Bill Clinton was elected president, Democrats had been out of the White House for 12 years, and that prior to that we'd had a single-term presidency. So it wasn't like there was a huge brain trust of people that Bill Clinton had to draw from in 1992.
But there is now, and the new president, who ran as an outsider, has assembled a cabinet of Washington insiders. In fact, he's relied more heavily on Capitol Hill and the Washington establishment than either Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter. Leon Panetta was one of the few members of Congress to join the Clinton cabinet back then, and he says the Democratic Congress today has a completely different attitude.
Part of the problem in 92 was the fact that Democrats had been in power for a long period of time. There was kind of a take-it-for-granted approach that they'd be able to do whatever they wanted to do. And I think ultimately in this time around, Democrats recognize that power can be fading.
After being thrown out of power in 1994 and needing a dozen years to get back in, Democrats do not want to mess up again. Elaine Kmark says she and other Democrats understand they've been given something rare in American politics, a do-over.
The second term of the Clinton administration, frankly, got lost. It got lost in impeachment. And so there was a sense that we didn't really have two terms of a Democratic president. We had one term and a couple months. And so there's a big agenda, and there's now a big mandate to move on that agenda. So I think Democrats are pretty excited that we do get a second chance at power, and they're determined this time to make sure that we get the policy agenda done.
And that doesn't mean just getting the policy agenda enacted, but also getting it right and actually solving some of the extremely difficult problems facing the country today. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.